Oh, hey, honey. I'm so glad you called earlier. I'm sorry I missed you, but this will give me a little chance to tell you what I have planned for you this evening while you're, driving home. First off, the kids are at my parents', so we have the whole house to ourselves tonight. Would you like to hear about what I'm wearing for you tonight? I knew you would. I'm wearing the black corset with the purple stitching that you got me, along with those sexy pair of fishnet stockings and a pair of heels. I had to brush a little dust off of. Oh, and one more thing. Instead of panties, I'm wearing a brand new strap-on that I've been dying to try out. I'm standing in front of the mirror right now. I have to admit, I look too sexy for words. My tits look absolutely fabulous in this corset, and my legs look amazing in these stockings. Frankly, I have to say, my ass looks pretty great as well, even with this harness on. I bet your mouth is watering right now just thinking about it. As I stand here, I feel like I must tell you about this strap-on. It is magnificent. It is the perfect shade of purple, as if it was made to go with the corset. It must be a full 12 inches long and 2 inches across. I absolutely love the way it feels in my hand. The weight of it is magnificent. I feel so powerful just wearing it. I cannot wait for you to get home. Speaking of which, when you get home, I want you to strip off all your clothes and leave them in the garage. There's a small bag waiting for you on the steps with leather wrist and ankle cuffs for you to put on. As soon as you have them on, you may come inside. I'll be waiting for you. To start things off, I want to make sure that you fully understand that I am in charge for the night. So, I'm going to take over the dining room table, bend you over it, and then lock your hands to the corner so that you have to stand on your tippy toes to touch the floor. Then, I'm going to paddle that cute little butt of yours until it's the perfect shade of red. I think I might even have you thank me for each slap as I go. Do you think you can handle that? Good. Once I'm done with that, I will let you down. But I'll want you on your knees immediately. I want you to kiss my strap on while you thank me for being such a wonderful mistress. I want you to thank me again for the spankings you just received and acknowledge that you do not deserve a mistress as wonderful as me. Once I'm satisfied, I will have you stand and I will lead you into our bedroom. Once inside our room, you'll see that I have the humbler already out and ready to go. I will push you down to the floor with your ass up as high as possible. Then I will gently grasp your balls and lock them carefully in the humbler in order to keep you in that position for as long as I desire. After that, I'm going to clasp your hands together behind your back so that you cannot fight back. Although, we both know this is exactly what you want. After I play with your tight little ball sack as it is restrained in its devilish device, I'm going to reach between your legs and give your cock a little attention as well. I am sure that after just a few strokes, you will be rock hard. After that, I'm going to take a seat on the edge of the bed and watch as you crawl gingerly over to me. I can only imagine what it must feel like to have your balls tugged on with every stride you take. It'll be a constant reminder of my complete control, especially since your hands will remain locked behind you. Once you reach me, I'm going to have you kiss the head of my strap on once again. In between kisses, you would declare your devotion and total commitment to me. Once I am satisfied in your expression of dedication, I will allow you to suck on my cock. I'm going to enjoy watching your head bob up and down on my strap on as you work it further and further down your throat. You should know that I will not be afraid to grab the back of your head and push it down even further if I feel you are not taking as much as possible. I must be satisfied that you are giving me your best effort. As your mistress, I deserve your best effort. When I'm happy with your performance, I will push you back to rest. Then I will make you watch as I apply a glob of lube along with your saliva. I'm going to take my time slathering it up and down the shaft so that you can appreciate the fact that the entirety of it will be thrusted into your tight little ass very soon. Then I'm going to push you face down on the floor once again and take my place behind you with your ass high in the air for me. With the tip of the strap-on perched at your hole, I'm going to let you rest there for a few minutes. I want you to take it all in. I want you to feel the measure of helplessness as it knocks gently at your back door. Before I finally push the head in, I'm going to make you ask for it. No, no. I'm going to make you beg for it. I'm going to make you tell me how bad you want it. I'm going to make you plead for me to plunge it deep inside you. After relishing in your beseechment, I will push the head of my cock slowly into your ass. Once I get it just a couple inches in, I will stop. I will hold your hips in place so that you cannot push back, because I know you want more. I am going to make you wait for it. Once again, I am going to make you plead for it. I will repeat this over and over again. I will give you a little more of my strap-on cock as I feel you have earned it by your begging. I will slowly fill up your ass with my member until I finally get it completely inside you. And then the real fun will begin. Now that I have opened you up to receiving my whole cock, I will pull it most of the way out and then thrust it back in. Then I will do it again and again. After a while, I will take hold of your wrists for a little added leverage so that I can pick up the pace. As I continue to pound your ass with my strap on, I am sure you will begin moaning with pleasure as you feel the measure of my domination over you. You will begin thanking me for fucking you as I thrust into you harder and harder. Finally, after I've had my fill, I will pull my cock from your ass and push you over onto your side so that you can relax while you catch your breath. I'm confident by now there will be a steady flow of pre-cum flowing from the tip of your cock, and your balls will be even tighter than before. I can hardly wait to feel them straining against their bondage. Once I have had a little fun toying with your boys, I will unlock the humbler as well as unclasp your hands. I will give you just a couple minutes to recover while I remove my strap-on. When I return, I will move you to the bed and affix your wrist and ankles to tethers I have waiting at the corners of the bed. Then I will begin to play with your cock until I am certain it is as hard as it can possibly be. After that, I will begin to stroke your cock right to the edge of orgasm. You will be so close that you can hardly stand it. And I will stop. I will give your raging erection a good hard slap and then move up to straddle your face. By now, you will be so horny that you won't even be able to wait for me to settle into a position before you begin lapping at my pussy. Your tongue will plunge deep inside me and quickly discover how wet I am. You will spend the next several minutes kissing, licking, and sucking me to orgasm after orgasm until I'm completely satisfied. You will be exhausted, and your face will be covered in my juices. But I know your cock will remain hard. After I climb off of your face, I will lie down next to you on the bed and begin teasing your cock. I am going to make it nice and slow. My fingers will dance lightly up and down your shaft and over your balls. You will be squirming with anticipation. Eventually, I will take your erection in my fingertips and stroke slowly up and down. You will thrust your hips to meet my hand in desperation. I will love every second of it as my teasing continues and intensifies. Finally, I will wrap my hand completely around your shaft and begin to stroke. It will feel so good. You will feel the cum boiling in your balls as they tighten. Your climax will build, but I will not give your cock quite enough attention to push you over the edge. Not yet. Suddenly, I will drop something cold and metal softly onto your chest. Your concentration will break for a moment as you open your eyes to see what it could be. My pace will quicken as I continue stroking your member, and then I will begin to whisper into your ear. I will tell you that tonight you are going to come hard, and that it'll be incredible. It might possibly be the best orgasm of your life, and you had better enjoy every second of it, because after you shoot your load, I'm going to lock up your cock and balls in this cute little cage, and that incredible orgasm you are going to have will be the last you have for quite some time. After tonight, you will be locked in chastity, and I know you're going to love it. You are going to love being my slave. You're going to love the weight of that cage around your cock and balls, and the constant reminder they provide of my complete control over you. You are going to love serving me every night with your head pressed between my legs and your tongue bringing me to orgasm, one after another, until I am completely satisfied. You are going to love the way your cock strains to grow within the confines of its cage as the steel maintains its grip. You are going to love seeing me walk around with my magnificent strap on, knowing that when I am done with you, cum will be dripping from the end of your cage. But the climax you have become desperate for has escaped you once again. And finally, you're going to love it when months from now I finally release your cock from its bondage and play with it for a while. Because I promise you, after I'm done with you, you will come harder than you've ever come before. And then you will beg me to lock you up again. Oh, I think I hear you pulling in. Wow, you made record time getting home. I'll see you in a second.